Today is the 4th of April, 2024. Welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray. I want to say a big thank you to everyone for listening in as we continue to share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together. If you're joining us for the very first time, let me say thank you and welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern. It's a mixture of prayer, scripture, and music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget there is the Walking the Way prayer book, which you can download. And if you'd like to support Walking the Way, I'd really appreciate if you'd consider subscribing to the podcast. It's 99p a month, and your support would go a long way to making sure that we can keep this going. If you'd like more information about the podcast, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can follow the links in the episode notes. We always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. So let's still our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to serve you in this world. We want to be the ones through whom many will be drawn to your light. We want to show your love where there is a need for love to be shown. We want to be your touch where there are broken lives to be made whole. We want to speak your word in faith against those who deny your power. And yet, Lord, we confess that we hesitate to speak your name. We are tempted daily to listen to this world's voice. So we come again to your feet. And in faith we proclaim, thanks be to God, who forgives us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. 2 Samuel 32, verse 2. The Spirit of the Lord speaks through me. His word is upon my tongue. I don't know about you, but I'd never thought about David as a prophet, as one of the primary prophets. He's not an Isaiah or a Jeremiah. But there is no doubt that actually he has a place in that great pantheon of prophets. In fact, Peter declares him to be a prophet in the book of Acts. And that's because he was filled with the Holy Spirit. And David's words today echo words that Jesus spoke when he announced his mission in the synagogue in Luke. And Jesus was quoting the prophet Isaiah when he says these words. He says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor." And once again, it raises the question about the people of God being prophets to the world. If we as believers are filled with the Holy Spirit as promised by Scripture, then we should be speaking to all and sundry about the good news that is the gospel. The good news that God has not left us to our own devices, but has intervened powerfully to make right the wrongs of this world and to bring us back into relationship with him. To quote Jesus, who, as I said earlier, was quoting Isaiah, we are to bring good news to the poor. We are to proclaim release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. We too, like David, are prophets. What a calling and what a privilege. We're going to have our first piece of music just to give us some time to center ourselves on God. And then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today, we read 2 Samuel 23.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with your wisdom and respond to it with your grace. Amen. Our Bible readings this week are taken from the New Revised Standard Version, and today I'm reading 2 Samuel chapter 23. Now these are the last words of David, the oracle of David, son of Jesse, the oracle of the man whom God exalted, the anointed of the God of Israel, the favorite of the strong one of Israel. The Spirit of the Lord speaks through me. His word is upon my tongue. The God of Israel has spoken. The Rock of Israel has said to me, one who rules over people justly, ruling in the fear of God, is like the light of morning, like the sun rising on a cloudless morning, gleaning from the rain on the grassy land. Is not my house like this with God? For he has made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and secure. Will he not cause to prosper all my help and my desire? But the godless are like thorns that are thrown away, for they cannot be picked up with the hand. To touch them one uses an iron bar, or the shaft of a spear, and they are entirely consumed in fire on the spot. These are the names of the warriors whom David had: Josheb, Bashabeth, a Tachmonite. He was chief of the three. He wielded his spear against 800 whom he killed at one time. Next to him among the three warriors was Eleazar, son of Dodo, son of Ahohi. He was with David when they defied the Philistines who were gathered there for battle. The Israelites withdrew, but he stood his ground. He struck down the Philistines until his arm grew weary, though his hand clung to the sword. The Lord brought about a great victory that day. Then the people came back to him, but only to strip the dead. Next to him were Shema, son of Agi the Hararite. The Philistines gathered round Lehi, where there was a plot of ground full of lentils, and the army fled from the Philistines. But he took a stand in the middle of the plot, defended it, and killed the Philistines. And the Lord brought about a great victory. Toward the beginning of the harvest, 3 of the 30 chiefs went down to join David at the cave of Adullam, while a band of Philistines was encamped in the valley of Rephaim. David was then in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then at Bethlehem. David said longingly, "Oh, that someone would give me water to drink from the well of Bethlehem that is by the gate." Then the three warriors broke through the camp of the Philistines, drew water from the well at Bethlehem that was by the gate, and brought it to David. But he would not drink of it. He poured it out on the ground, for he said, "The Lord forbid that I should do this. Can I drink the blood of the men who went at risk of their lives?" Therefore he would not drink it. The three warriors did these things. Now Abishai, son of Zeruiah, the brother of Joab, was chief of the 30. With his spear he fought against 300 men and killed them, and won a name beside the three. He was the most renowned of the 30, and became their commander, but he did not attain to the three. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, was a valiant warrior from Kabzeel, a doer of great deeds. He struck down 2 sons of Ariel of Moab. He also went down and killed a lion in a pit on a day when snow had fallen. And he killed an Egyptian, a handsome man. The Egyptian had a spear in his hand, but Benaiah went against him with a staff, snatched the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and killed him with his own spear. Such were the things Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, did, and won a name among the three warriors. He was renowned among the 30, but he did not attain to the three. And David put him in charge of his bodyguard. Among the 30 were Asahel, brother of Joab, Elhanan, son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shema of Harod, Elika of Harod, Helez the Peltite, Ira, son of Ikesh of Tekoa, Abiezer of Anathoth, Mebunai the Hushathite, Zelman the Yoahite, Maharai of Netaphah, Heleb son of Baana of Netaphah, Ita son of Ribai of Gibeah of the Benjaminites, Benoiah of Pirathon, Hidai of the Wadis of Gaash, Abi Elnon, the Arbathite, Asmaveth of Behurim, Eliabah of Sha'alabon, the sons of Jeshan, Jonathan, son of Shammah the Hararite, Ahiam, son of Sharah the Hararite, Eliphelet, son of Ashabai of Ma'akah, Eliam, son of Ahithophel the Gilonite, Hezra of Carmel, Parai the Arbite, Igal, son of Nathan of Zobah, Bani the Gadite, Zelek the Ammonite, Naharai of Beeroth, the armor bearer of Job, son of Zariah, Ira the Ithrite, Garib the Ithrite, Uriah the Hittite, 37 in all. We're going to have our second piece of music just to give us some time to think about some of those words that we've read. And after the music, as always, we're going to pray. I'm very privileged in that I have the joy of being able to work with some wonderful pastoral visitors, people who do an awful amount of pastoral work. And our prayer for today, taken from our Walking the Way prayer book, is a prayer for those people who visit the sick, who visit the housebound, who make the phone calls, who provide pastoral care for those members of our congregations and our communities who so desperately need it. I'm very blessed to be able to call them friends. Let's pray, shall we? You've blessed us, O God, with the gift of friendship, the bonding of persons in a circle of love. We thank you, Father, for those blessings, for friends who love us, who share our sorrows, who laugh with us in celebration, who bear our pain, who need us when we need them, who weep as we weep, who hold us when words fail, and who give us the freedom to be ourselves. Bless them, Lord, with health, wholeness, life, and love. Amen. And we say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord today. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray, and so until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.